Autism and Ideas Place in U.S. Education. John McLaughlin, Ph.D. joined me for coffee to discuss autism screening and the recent article in Time about when parents should have their children evaluated. McLaughlin also discusses the efforts of communities to spread awareness through campaigns and the struggle so many are having to effectively reach audiences representing increased funding, new research and options for treatment. He specifically talked about the effective campaigns for the dyslexia and autism communities respectively and openly discussed his belief that society is struggling with the pathology of individualism. Learn more from our coffee session below. Screening infants for autism? Might as well screen them for Alzheimer's. Autism is not diagnosed by a blood test or chromosomal analysis. It is a clinical or observational diagnosis based on behaviors. Screening for autism in toddlers is a good idea. Proper pediatric care helps catch autism early and most pediatricians and PNPs are on alert, even high alert, for autism. But making sure toddlers get pediatric care is another problem, John McLaughlin, Ph.D. Read more of his thoughts here. Guest, John M. McLaughlin, Ph.D., directs the Research and Analytics Unit of Chance Light Behavioral Health and Education. Dr. McLaughlin holds a BA, MA and PhD from Peabody College of Vanderbilt University, the University of Chicago and the University of Minnesota respectively. He was a certified geography teacher and secondary school administrator in Tennessee where he served as a teacher. He then spent the last 10 years of his work in that state as principal in an alternative high school. In 1977, he founded Benton Hall Academy, a school in the Nashville area for students in need of a small and caring environment. From 1993 to 2000, he published the Education Industry Report, a monthly summary of investment activity in the education arena. He has been interviewed by virtually every major newspaper, magazine and broadcast media in the U.S. for his insights on the interface of public education and free enterprise. He has been published several times throughout his career. His most recent writing includes an article, Alternative Education's Impact on Office Disciplinary Referrals, with Eva Gilham, in The Clearing House, September 2012, A Book of Fiction, The Last Year of the Season, 2014, North Star Press, and We're in This Together, Public-Private Partnerships in Special and At-Risk Education, with Mark K. Claypool, 2015, Roman and Littlefield Education. Dr. Berger is one of many industry education correspondents for the Mind Rocket Media Group, an educator and former school administrator. His video interview work and conversational podcasts have been featured in various media outlets. He often hosts education panel discussions and develops strategic content. As an academic, Dr. Berger is a guest lecturer at Vanderbilt University's Owen Graduate School of Management. A former assistant principal, he has been an adjunct undergraduate professor and developer of online college courses. He is a passionate Detroit sports fan who has also adopted Nashville sports teams as his own. Contact the Mind Rocket Media Group if you are interested in an industry interview and a placement on Ed Circuit.